Right then, guys, welcome back to another video. Sorry for the absence. I was driving back from Granada in Spain. We did one hell of a road trip. We went from Granada to Madrid, Madrid to San Sebastian, San Sebastian to Bordeaux, Bordeaux to Paris, Paris to London, and then that was a wrap. And we ended up at my old apartment because what we did, it was a streaming platform project. It was called Balling on a Budget. Gentleman's Journey, or we're going to change the title, but it's definitely going to be Balling on a Budget. And we filmed it. It was almost like a Top Gear show. We were, just so many different places, so many places that we went to and places that we visited, things that we did, and we had a challenge of £1,000 that we had to stay within the budget of. Hey, it was really fun. It was really fun. I'm pretty tired, I'll be honest with you. I've not long been back, maybe like 2 days tops. And I was viewing properties in London yesterday, so things have been crazy. It's the first time I've been able to sit down, but yeah, guys, it's been absolutely nuts. There's so much I need to tell you about, but I think we'll jump into the video and do it all at the end. Otherwise, what's the point in logging on? So the purpose of this video is to talk about why religious men struggle with women. And I know that this video is going to ruffle a few feathers. I know a lot of guys are going to see this and just think to themselves, like, what are you trying to do? Like, kick religion in the stomach, so to speak. Or, as a man who I have a religious background, but I'm not really religious now. Do I respect it? Do I think it's a good idea? Yeah, I think building your family in that manner is fantastic. I think it solidifies things. I actually love it. However, I'm not. I don't practice religion, so people might say it's easy for me to say, but I've been asked this question a lot in the school community, which you guys can join via the link below, which is where the stream platform will be, the stream platform show we just filmed will be, the upcoming podcast, which I need to tell you guys about, and another fitness project will be added in the next few days. So all of that's on there, and discounts to the supplements and the upcoming clothing line, massive discounts if you're in the school community. So that's all there. But yeah, I've been asked by a lot of guys in the school community. I've been asked by a lot of guys on one-to-one calls. I've spoken to guys in person from 1M International, and they've told me the same thing. They've told me that, it's hard to find one good woman. It's hard to find somebody to settle down with. It's hard to, to find the right one and stuff like that. Like, how do I find her? What am I supposed to do? Like, they don't seem to want to show me interest. And I'm like, look, I love religion, but religion scares women away, even religious women. And guys say the same thing to me all the time. I don't want to sleep around with 100 different women. And I'm like, you don't have to, but you just have to give the impression that loads of women want you, because this is what religion does. If you're a man who says, I only want one woman, I want to dedicate everything to one woman, I am going to save myself and stuff like that. And every woman you meet, you go on a date with, and you're saying, so would you like to get married? Would you like to get married? When would you like to get married? Have you ever slept with another man? It's just counterintuitive to what women like. And I don't care. I've been around the world. I've met a lot of different women. I don't care whether you're from Iceland, America, Mozambique, South Africa, or Somalia. All women are the same. They all want the same things. And you can't force them. You can't force women to do what you want them to do. It just makes them want to walk away. That's why I don't think, arranged marriages are the best idea, really. I think it just almost creates a loveless situation where somebody hasn't decided to be with that individual. And like I said, you can't force women, but everything that a religious man will do is based around forcing a woman, trying to get her to hurry up. I want to marry you by next month. Like, let's go. Let's do this now. Let's settle down. I don't want you to sleep with anybody else. I want you to only eat these foods. That sort of behavior isn't congruent towards female nature. They will feel as though you're dragging them somewhere, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So when I'm having school calls with the guys, we're doing Q&As or specific topics and stuff like that. And the guys from Islamic faith, well, any faith, but mainly the Islamic faith, will ask me. Actually, there's a lot of guys that are Catholic, Christianity, and stuff like that as well that ask me the same question. But they'll say, "I don't want to sleep around. I don't want multiple women. I want one woman in my life. I'm trying to look for my wife." And I'm like, "Yeah, but the system is the same. The system is exactly the same. You still want like." 50 women fighting over you. You still want that scenario. Like, that never goes away. You still want like 50 women fighting over you, trying to be the one, all competing with one another to take that top spot. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to sleep with them. You can date them. You can, message them. You can have fun. You can meet up. You can go for a coffee, something really casual that's congruent with religion. And you can find the best one. But here's the thing, the competition is what gets you the best one. This is what guys who are religious don't understand. They think they'll sit there and just meet the one first try and then go and settle down with her. And it's like she won't want you. Like, all women are the same. They operate under the same circumstances. You can't force them. You can't tell them to do something. You can't hurry them along. They'll fall in love with you when they're ready to do so. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether you're from an atheist perspective or whether you're the most religious man in the world, the system works in the same way, that women will go for the man that has the most options. If he's not sleeping with those options, but he's always seen with an option, or he's perceived as being top dog and other women want him too, that's when you'll get the best one. So what a lot of religious guys are doing is putting all their eggs in one basket, glamorizing and putting up on a pedestal that one woman that they think is going to be their wife. And the strategy is flawed. I promise you guys, it just doesn't work. It will fall flat on its face. It doesn't matter whether you're a religious guy or not. Like, the ultimate strategy, if it could be called a strategy, and it's more just getting on with your life, is just to date as many women as possible that you think are high level. Just take them out for a date, take them out for dinner. They talk, they tell other girls that they went out on a date with you and whatnot, or other women see you out on a date with that woman. It then lowers your kind of fear level so that when you go on the date with that one woman that you think is incredible, like, you're just like, oh, it's another one. Let's just see what she's got to offer. And then you've got options, you can compare, you can weigh them up. If that one disappears, you've got another 10. It just, like, you don't have to be sleeping with them. This is what people always perceive as the incorrect strategy, but it's like you just have options. It makes you powerful. It makes you less intimidated. It allows you to actually say what you're really thinking rather than, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree. Oh, that's amazing. I think you're incredible. No, you shouldn't be. If you're a man who's got options, you'll say to a woman, no, I don't agree. I don't actually agree with what you said there. Or you'll say something like, you're just. She says, oh, come pick me up. You're like, no, I'm busy. Like, it's too late. You should have thought about that before you went out. Like, that is the type of strength that all women want all around the world. But what, a lot of guys are doing is just putting all the eggs, a lot of religious guys are putting all their eggs in one basket, one woman, and just thinking, right, this is going to be it. It will scare her away. I swear to God, it doesn't matter whether you're religious and atheist or whatever, or you worship Satan. The same shit will happen. You will scare women away one after the other if you operate in that manner. It literally doesn't change. It's very possessive. You're removing all your freedoms. The amount of Islamic women that I've dated, or Indian women that I've dated, that said, oh, the last guy that I was with was very possessive, told me what to eat, where to go, what time to be in, and stuff like that. And they're like, I'm never dating an Indian guy ever again. They're like, it's not that they're all bad. They're just like, I can't do it anymore. And what they all want is freedom. And here's the thing, people think, oh, freedom, that means she's going to go out partying and sleeping with everybody. I need to keep her under control. She's not a dog. She's not a dog. You don't need to put her on a leash. She's a human being, right? So this is one thing that gets mistaken. Is you can be a good religious man whilst allowing your woman to have freedom, whilst saying, yeah, go and enjoy yourself, go out with your friends. Like, there's no problem with that. And what you guys will find, and what I've found in the last few years, is the more freedom you give a woman, the less she actually wants to do anything, the more she actually wants to come back to you. It's almost like, it's just like once you trap somebody, once you cage them, the first thing they want to do is run. Right, if you just say to somebody, look, you're free to do whatever you want to do, what do they tend to do? If you're just sat there, whatever, they come and sit next to you, have a little cuddle. Do you know what I mean? As a woman, like, they just want to be around you. It's like when you ignore people, you're just getting on with stuff. They always come over and say, what are you up to? What are you doing? Like, they want your attention. And religion is just not optimal for that. Almost trapping a woman, setting rules in place. And nobody wants that, especially not women. Women want to be free. I don't care who they are. They want to be free. They want to be enjoying themselves. They want to go out with their friends. They want to shop. They want to go on holiday with their friends. They want to, you let them do that and they'll worship you forever if you show zero insecurity. But all the religious guys that I speak to, they say, oh, when my woman goes out, I panic that she's cheated. If you start doing that, she just will, or she'll just leave you because she'll be like, he's weak. The system's exactly the same. It's no different. So, my lifestyle's a little bit different. I do enjoy myself with women a little bit more than the average man. But here's the thing, you don't have to sleep with them. You don't have to go and you don't have to drink alcohol, go and sleep with them, bring them around, glass of wine, like, but the same system applies where you're spending time with them. And like, I would rather be the guy that operates in that way and has unlimited options than the guy who's trying to find the one and is lonely till he's about 35 and then ends up settling for somebody he didn't really want. But it was like, shit, I look kind of shabby in front of my family. My family are pressuring me so much. I'll just take this woman and just convince myself that I love her and she's the one. I see that's what a lot of religious guys are doing. A lot. And I just don't think it's the best strategy. I think the best strategy is when you've got 100 options, you make them compete with one another for the top spot. You're not sleeping with any of them, so that actually weighs in your favor, where they're all vying for that. They're like, well, if I'm the one who marries him, I get that. Nobody else has ever had that. That's a benefit. So, if you have the same strategy where you're just very strong, you're turning them down, you have multiple options, you're going on multiple dates, you're talking to multiple women at once, it's the same thing. Same thing. You just lose the possessiveness. It's the possessiveness and the control that pushes women away. And like I've written down on here, they move too quickly. You can't just meet a woman and just be like, right, so what's your thoughts on marriage? That's her job. She's got to do that. She's got to try and find a husband. But you as a man, it's like you should be strong. You should have loads of options. You're not out there looking for a woman. You're just waiting for the right woman to come into your life. And then you say, okay, I'll marry you. Like the system isn't any different, whether you're a religious man or whether you're me or whatnot. Like the system is the same. And I see so many religious guys really struggling with women, or at least struggling with the women that they actually want. And when you're in the world that I'm in, you see cheating for what it really is. You see it at a very high level, and some of the most religious women you've ever seen, they're cheating. You see that. You get exposed to it. And they're just very good at covering it. They're just very good at hiding it. They do it in they go to extreme lengths to cover it up. And it's from guys like you who are extremely religious, who are just pushing her away, who are driving these values into her all the time, like you're a dad. That's just no way to live. I don't care if she's the most religious woman on the world, on the planet. She doesn't want to live like that. She wants to be free. She wants to enjoy herself. She wants to know that you're controlled and composed, and you've got other options too. You just choose not to explore them. That works 10 times better. Like, you go and do you, and we'll meet up when it's convenient. Whereas a lot of guys are like, I want to see you tomorrow, I want to see you Wednesday, I want to see you Thursday, I want to see you Friday, I want to see you Saturday, Sunday. By next week, we should probably be talking about moving in together, getting married, having kids. And it's just like, it doesn't matter where they're from around the globe, it's the same shit. It doesn't change, guys, honestly. And this is. You religious guys, join my school community, even if it's just for a month. We'll get on a live call, ask me the questions, I'll go into deep detail. I can say a lot more behind the scenes that I can't say on here. Okay, so I'll be able to help you out. But supplements are ready very soon, guys, literally a matter of days. I've actually got them ready on the website. You can actually order them now. $15 discount on the if you're part of the school community. The codes are in school. I mean, the supplements aren't here yet, so you'd have to wait like 5 days, a week until I ship it. But if you just want to lock in an order now, then you can do it on the website. If you want to pre-order one of the trench coats, the website's up and live again. You can do it now. That's, just on you, whether you want to do that or not. We've only got 50 coats, so that's what I thought I'd do it. If the people who really want it can actually get one, then we'll put it out there. And you get $200 off if you're part of the school community, okay? But we're starting a podcast very, very soon. We're going to run it from London. It's going to be unbelievable. The location should be top, top level. And we're working very hard on that at the moment, guys. And I'm back to normal now. I'm back in the UK for a while, for a good few months, maybe 4 or 5 months. So, yeah, I'm going to just push forward, run everything like we were beforehand. And I think I'm going to start doing the car videos again. I think I'm going to go and pick up a little device now and just attach it to the car, drive around, do some videos. Just keeps things fresh before I move to London. Otherwise, I'll be bored shitless. And if you want to join 1M International, we're going to Budapest very, very soon as a group. And yeah, that's available. All the links will be below. Appreciate it, guys. I'll speak to you all soon.